A BC full patch Hell's Angel has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for having possession of property obtained by crime. More than $160,000 in cash found in his home during a complex police drug trafficking operation. On September 27, Courtney James Lafreniere pleaded guilty to possession of the proceeds of crime before Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Laura Bakken. Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, CFSEUBC, earlier said Lafreniere as a member of the club's Haney chapter. He was sentenced on February 29 by Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Paul Dom. Defense lawyer Jovan Narwal told Dom that Lafreniere denied allegations he was involved in a large-scale drug trafficking operation. Narwal said the only thing being admitted to with the guilty plea was having knowledge and control of the funds. Mr. Lafreniere would not be pleading guilty to an offense of his trafficking of controlled substances, Narwal said. Dom said Lafreniere made a bad choice to get into the business he did. Before a sheriff led him away on Thursday, Dom told him, "Don't get into trouble. Don't associate with the wrong people. Put a good release plan together." The case has been a complex one since charges were first announced in December 2022 after CFSEUBC executed 12 search warrants at locations throughout Metro Vancouver and the Okanagan. Four men, including Lafreniere, have now pleaded guilty to multiple drug trafficking, conspiracy or possession of property obtained by crime charges for offenses said to have taken place in Vancouver, Maple Ridge and Vernon between September 2020 and July 2021. This was a complex, multi-jurisdictional investigation affecting several communities, CFSEUBC spokesperson SGT. Brenda Winpenny said at the time. Illegal drugs, including fentanyl, is an extremely dangerous drug that is proving to have widespread consequences in our province. Police seized about $650,000 in Canadian currency and about 2 kilograms of cocaine, 1 kilogram of MDMA, 1 kilogram of fentanyl, 200 grams of ketamine, 10 kilograms marijuana and 16 kilograms of a drug-cutting agent. Also seized were 3 rifles, a shotgun, 3 prohibited magazines, ammunition, body armor, 2 vehicles and a cocaine press. Inside one residence, police seized a Hell's Angels motorcycle club vest and various items of Hell's Angels support clothing. Seized at Lafreniere's home, Dom heard, were a taser prod, brass knuckles, and a tank of nitrous oxide. The other accused and convictions: Jonathan Lewis Lutar was charged with being part of a criminal organization that included Alan Bitima Archangel, Matthew Shaw, David Oppenheim and others. Court documents alleged Lutar instructed people to engage in drug trafficking for the benefit of the organization. Archangel has since died and charges against him were abated. Lutar pleaded guilty to trafficking on September 25, CFSEUBC said. Lutar, Lafreniere, Archangel, Shaw, Oppenheim and others were charged with trafficking at the direction or for the benefit of the organization made up of any three of Lutar, Archangel, Shaw, Oppenheim and others. Lutar, Lafreniere, Archangel, Shaw and Oakley Lane Charest, 34, were charged with conspiring together to traffic in controlled drugs. Lutar, Lafreniere, Archangel, Shaw and Charest were charged with trafficking in fentanyl, carfentanyl and cocaine. Court documents show Lutar and Shaw were charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking. According to Court Services Online, Shaw received a conditional sentence of 2 years less a day for possession for the purpose of trafficking. Charest received 5 years in prison for trafficking in controlled substance and weapons offenses. Lutar's file is locked because there is a ban on a bail hearing.